USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump with a live Christmas message to troops overseas, holding a video conference earlier this morning with members of the military from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. He told them they make everything possible with their sacrifices.
Because of your brave and selfless service, Americans can celebrate Christmas in safety and in peace, and we all appreciate what you do so much, and we thank you very much.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth is calling 2019 a bumpy year in her annual Christmas message. Excerpts of the message released in advance have the Queen talking about how the life of Jesus shows the importance of reconciliation. And she says the path can often be bumpy, but small steps make a world of difference. Prayers answered for American travelers on this busy travel day as the weather across the nation is fairly tranquil. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
An impeachment impasse continues as U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has not sent two articles of impeachment to the Senate, saying she wants to first know how the trial will be conducted there. Meanwhile, the top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, says he can't start to plan a trial if he doesn't have those articles. Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, wants more documents to be released before the impeachment trial. He's asking for records from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget pertaining to military aid for Ukraine.
We say to President Trump, release the emails, let your aides testify. We say to Leader McConnell, a fair trial with the facts.
A Bryant, Arkansas police officer recovering after being shot at an apartment complex last night. The suspect was shot and died from his injuries. The officer expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Sears is selling another one of its long familiar brands, this time its Die Hard car batteries brand. The company announcing the $200 million sale to Advance Auto Parts. Sears' parent company says Sears stores will still sell non-automotive items from sporting goods to lawn and garden products and authentic workwear. The FDA has approved a new drug to treat migraines, announcing yesterday that it could be a new option for people who cannot take or don't respond to migraine medications currently on the market. It will be sold under the name Ubrelvy by the pharmaceutical company Allergan. A new study published last month finds the drug showed greater rates of pain and symptom relief compared to a placebo. An estimated 40 million Americans suffer regularly from migraines. And there are fewer Chinese restaurants in the U.S. now than there were 5 years ago. As owners of restaurants prepare for retirement, their children are not so excited about taking over those types of family businesses. Original owners, generally from China, while their kids have been raised in the U.S., many have gone to college and pursued other careers. According to Yelp, the percentage of Chinese restaurants in the top 20 metro areas is at 6.5%, as compared to 7.3% 5 years ago. That translates to 1,200 fewer places to get your Chinese favorites. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.